fascinating stuff. And now another animal story, monkeys, horses, and now cats. Now, this is a message from our cat overlords, because it's a well-known fact that humans don't really own their cats, rather that their cats own us. And this is, in fact, why I'm a dog person, not a cat person. And now a report in this week's current...
Cat's a dog person.
I know, me, Dr. Cat, am a dog person. I really hate cats. Anyway, now a report in this week's Current Biology reveals how our feline overlords do manage to persuade foolish humans to do their bidding. Now, this is research from Karen McComb at the University of Sussex, who got her inspiration from her own cat, who wakes her up in the morning with a very insistent purr for food that's impossible to resist. Now, as a scientist who studies vocal communication, she was really intrigued. And what she did was made recordings of cat noises and studied them. And she realised that cats were mixing together a low-pitched purr with a high-pitched cry for food. So we can listen to these recordings, judge for yourself. So if we have the low-pitched normal purring...
Are you sure that wasn't you snoring out there in the middle before we started
like
the show?
It sounds like a tiger. So anyway, that's a low-pitched purr. And now this is the purr that cats use when they're trying to get you to do something. So you can hear they're mixing in this kind of high-pitched element in there, which actually people find it very urgent and they need to respond to it.
Do we know why?
Well, this is it. Now, even people who don't own cats, when they played the two different types of recordings, they found that people did respond to this urgent cry. And it's thought that most animals, including humans, we have this innate sensitivity to needy cries, which is why we respond to crying babies, little puppies and kittens that kind of mewl and make noises. Now, if an adult cat just meows... we tend to get a bit annoyed, but they hide their annoying high-pitched meow inside a low-pitched purr.
Sounds like a poison chalice, isn't it?
Exactly. It's very cunning. So it sends the signal that they're hungry, they need feeding, but the human owner doesn't realise they're being terribly manipulated by the cats. Now, Karen McComb thinks that although cats do have a small amount of this high-pitched cry in their normal purr, they learn very quickly to dramatically exaggerate it in order to get what they want. And she also thinks that not all cats use this form of high-pitched purring, and it's probably used in households where the cat has a one-on-one relationship with the owner, and probably in large households where people are less likely to care about the cat.
They just kick
you
it.
Just have to meow.
We heard from Bernie in Peterborough, who says he shared a cat with some neighbours and it very quickly got all of them very well trained to leave doors and windows open for it.
So yeah, good for cats and cat burglars, I should think.